Track 7, top award for seawall project. The £60 million project to protect the Dawlish railway line has won a top civil engineering award. The Colonnade Coast Guard seawall project, part of the major scheme to safeguard the vulnerable coastal line, took top honours at this. This part of the scheme attracted the Showcase Award for a landmark regional scheme and the trophy for the best re-engineered project over £8 million during a gala ceremony in Bristol. Since the peninsula's main rail route was badly damaged by storms in 2014, Network Rail has been investing in a programme to improve the resilience of the line between Dawlish and Tynmouth. The winning scheme, constructed by BAM Nuttall, saw the completion of a £415 million second phase of the seawall, including improvements at Dawlish Station and a new colonnade viaduct pedestrian bridge over Dawlish Water. The project team overcame many technical challenges while maintaining positive relationships with the public and numerous stakeholders. This remarkable scheme deserves recognition.
Cats is back. Oh, no, they're not. Oh, yes, they are. King's Kurzweil pantomime has been entertaining audiences from 1965 until 2020 when, unfortunately, the society decided to end. However, King's Kurzweil Amateur Theatre Society, CATS, has been formed to bring pantomime back to the village with this year's production of Dick Whittington. King's Kurzweil Village Hall Committee have been very accommodating in providing CATS with the use of their lovely theatre. Dick Whittington is one of the classic pantomimes with a great storyline based on a real person, Richard Whiting, who became Lord Mayor of London three times. The story of Dick Whittington places him as a poor orphan boy from the countryside who went to London because he'd heard that the city streets were paved with silver and gold. Unfortunately, the streets are not paved with gold, although he meets a very snazzy cat named Tom, who is excellent at catching rats. This will be a fun-filled pantomime for all the family, with laugh-out-loud comedy, over-the-top characters and live music. The production runs from December the 6th to the 10th at King's Kurzweil Village Hall at 19:30 and matinees at 14:30 on Saturday and Sunday.
Council highlights childcare crisis. Efforts are being ramped up to address the crisis in childcare provision in Dawlish. The Town Council has highlighted the issue and in the summer agreed to commit to action. Devon County Council has identified Dawlish as being a hotspot area where more childcare provision is needed, especially for those children aged from birth to 2 years. Now a recruitment event is being run, a collaboration between Dawlish Town Council and Devon County Council to address the problem and encourage an increase in providers. In August, the Town Council said that unless action is taken to address this shortfall, matters may get worse as the population increases and funded hours increase in 2024, which could lead to less overall spaces being available. Mayor Rosie Dawson will be hosting the event and coffee morning, which will take place on Wednesday the 22nd of November at Gatehouse School in Seckmaiden Lane between 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. The problem has been widely highlighted by campaigning Dawlish grandmother Lynn Nichols. Councillor Dawson explained, "Parents and guardians must have choice and must be able to find childcare suitable to their family's needs and choices where they live. Although this is not in the Town Council's remit or realm of responsibility, our councillors and myself decided to host a meeting to get the conversation started, and I'll be running this coffee morning with the Devon County Council Early Years Provision Officer to take the next step. The event, run with Devon County Council, would be a chance for anyone wanting to find out more about becoming a childminder and what support is available.
Football Fun Factory lifts trophy. Devon County Council have congratulated one of its holiday activities and food, HAF, programme providers for winning Best HAF Provider at the National Out of School Club Awards. Exeter's Football Fun Factory topped the league to scoop the prestigious award, which recognises organisations that are doing things differently and having a positive impact on the lives of children. John and Becky Radford were nominated for their hard work, dedication and commitment to giving children an opportunity to eat healthily, be active, learn new skills and enjoy fun activities in a safe and social environment through the holidays. Each holiday, the council team up with more than 60 different activity providers across Devon to offer a great range of indoor and outdoor activities to children aged 5 to 16 years old who receive benefit-related free school meals.
No time like the present for Salvation Army's toy appeal. Donations of toys have been flooding in for Newton Abbott Salvation Army's annual Christmas present appeal. Launched last week, the appeal organisers are working with Tesco, The Works, Rotary Newton Abbott and THAT Food Bank. New and unwrapped toys can be donated at the Tesco store in Kingstainton, The Works shop in Newton Abbott, or the Salvation Army's offices in Union Street, Monday to Friday, between 9:30 and 1 p.m. The Salvation Army has already begun receiving toys and gifts, and representatives of the organisations involved were on hand to see how the appeal has been going. Last year, the Salvation Army catered for 672 children from 253 families in the Teignbridge area. This year it is hoping to continue helping families who struggle to make ends meet over the festive season. Salvation Army church leader Major Nigel Byrne said, "Helping the parent provide a gift for their child is more than just financial support. It brings the joy of Christmas into their home. We've seen the devastating effect of the cost of living crisis. People are really struggling, and so we are doing what we can to relieve the pressure this Christmas." Gifts can include anything from educational toys, baby clothes, bath toys, books, including learning to read books for babies and toddlers, to dolls and action figures, sports equipment and clothing, toiletries. Please try to ensure non-allergic ingredients if possible. Gloves, scarves, hats, t-shirts, hair accessories, and gift vouchers for older children.